Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We get set for week 3 in the NFL. Last night, the Bills survived the Miami Dolphins, and all of us to a T, and it should have been obvious when we all did it. We all picked the Bills laying the 11.5.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I said after it happened, I said, boy, you guys should go to FanDuel right now and just bet on the Dolphins. Not to win the game, but to take the points. And they did cover. So we all have L's as we go into our picks for week 3. And, of course, our picks are presented by the Cash App. Here are our records. Tiki Barber, 9-3, first place. Me, 6-6, second place. Tommy Lugauer, 5-7, third place. And pulling up the rear, Mr. Football himself, Sean Morass, with a record of 2-10.
Just remember, football doesn't start until the baseball teams are eliminated.
Tiki, before we start our picks, will Sean Morass see 500?
Yes.
Again?
Yes.
You go with yes?
Yes.
I am going to go with no. Mm. Tommy?
He will not.
He will not.
Okay. I got your back, Sean.
I know, Tiki, because me and you are the two best football minds on the show, and we know that.
Well, the data doesn't back that up, along with what you said about the last segment. You know, the Chargers are in the playoffs every year. 2 times in the last 7 years.
3 years.
Anyhow, I'm sorry. I'm writing down the prediction that you're going to see 500 again, just so I can go back to that. All right. You mind if I kick it off?
Go ahead. You always do.
You want to kick it off, Tiki?
Nope, go right ahead.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Let me start with the non-local game I want to take. It's actually related to something that Sean was talking about, and that's the Los Angeles Chargers. I'm believing that they're going to have a monster year. Hmm. I'm starting to believe it. So in week 1, they took care of Kansas City in another country. I forget which country it was. Portugal, maybe.
Brazil.
Brazil, close enough.
They speak Portuguese.
That's why I thought that. Last week, I mean, did they really get a scare from the Raiders? Not really. Hmm. Like 10-6, like mid-third quarter, and then they put the game away. I think the Los Angeles Chargers are going to show us something this year. And they're going to show us something this week. And that is, they're legitimately good. They're legitimately well-coached. Justin Herbert is going to have that jump season. He's always been good, but this is the year where he elevates, especially when he wins big games. This is the kind of game at home against the Broncos that you should win.
Yep.
If you're going to win this division, you win this game. On a side note, I wonder if Denver's any good. Like, I wonder. I was reading some information about the Broncos' offensive line and the way it's performed over the first 2 weeks and how much protection they've supplied Bo Nix. It's actually been off the charts.
Yeah.
His performance does not fit the kind of protection he's getting. So, A, I don't think the Broncos are very good. B, I think the Chargers are. And I know that Tommy loves this. He sees a line, it looks weird, and says, I got to go the other way. I think the line is really weird. I have it at 1.5. I mean, you're telling me the Chargers are only favored by 1.5 at home against the Broncos? So instead of leaning into, well, it's weird, I'll go the other way, I'm just taking the Chargers.
Hold on. The spread is 3 in the game.
Oh, has it moved to 3?
It's been 3 all week.
Oh, I should update my my chart then. Oh, you know what? I wrote down 2.5. I apologize. So it's 3 you want to go with?
3 is on FanDuel right now.
Here's what's great. you can make it five. I don't really care. I still think the number is too low. Give me the Chargers in game number one at home against the overrated Denver Broncos. Mm-hmm. Game number two, let me get to your guys' football team. The track record of Kansas City is that this is going to be a close game. That it'll be close, it'll be late, the Giants will make a mistake, yep, the referees will benefit the Chiefs, Pat Mahomes will do something wild, and the Chiefs will win. I don't think that's what happens on Sunday. I think the Chiefs are going to kill you. And a part of why I feel that way is, number one, I think the Kansas City Chiefs are far better than the way they played this year, especially on defense. We hear so much about the offense because of Pat Mahomes and the way Travis Kelce's played. Yes, they're better than the way they played. This is a top five defense, and I think they're going to show it. I think that the Giant offense, not that it's going to be as inept as it was against the Commanders. I don't buy that. Mm-hmm. But they're not putting up 37 points. And I think we're going to see vintage Patrick Mahomes. It's a Sunday night. They're 0-2. I think we're going to see Taylor Swift way too many times. Even if she's not there, they'll just put a picture of her up on the screen. So the number's 5.5. Are we good with 5.5?
Yes.
Since you guys are the line police back there, lay the points. And I apologize. I know this is the third time this year I am picking against the New York Football Giants. Well, I'm doing it again. Give me the Chiefs laying the 5.5. In fact, I'll give you a final score. I think the final score in this game will be 28-14. 28-14. Game number three, the Jets. I go back and forth on this, Teague.
It's a hard one.
It's a real hard one. So let me just start with the headline. We're not winning this game. Let me just start right there. I wanted to convince myself they'd win this game. I wanted to. The Bucs haven't been 3-0 since Rondé was playing. They haven't been 3-0 since 2005. Like, they're not starting 3-0. They've been lucky to start off 2-0 with the last-second heroics of Baker Mayfield against the Texans and against the Atlanta Falcons. And I do expect the Jets to play better, but I don't trust this coach yet. And I don't trust this roster yet. And I kind of agree with Atik that Baker Mayfield will do something late in the game and will find a way to win. But I do believe that the Jets are going to keep this game close. And let me just make this a warning. If they don't keep it close, then Coach Glenn, the sky is falling. Okay, you could tell me all day it's not. You can also tell me it's 40 degrees when it's 80 degrees. You can also tell me whatever you want to tell me. Doesn't make it true. I think the Jets cover the number. I think they keep this game close. And I think I'm angry on Monday, Teague, but I'm more angry at the things they didn't do to win more than a non-competitive mess.
Yeah.
I also think they can't play nearly as badly as they played last week. So I'm going to take the Jets, and it's the first time I'm doing it. I've actually picked against the locals in week one and in week two. This is the first time I'm going to pick a local. Give me the Jets to cover the 6.5. So I'm taking the Chargers -3 against Denver at home. The Chiefs laying the 5.5 at MetLife against the Giants. And the New York Jets getting 6.5 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Mm. Tiki Barber, take it away.
I will start with your Jets, Evan. And I cannot agree more. Getting 6.5. I know it's on the road. And Tampa, not a notoriously hard place to play. But they're excited because they're 2-0 for the first time. Or no, they keep going 2-0, so they know it's familiar to them. And they know this stat that everybody has been talking about, that they very rarely go 3-0. You got to go back to 05, as you mentioned. They have a talented team led by Baker Mayfield. Bucky Irvin, their running back, is fantastic. Mike Evans, we all know the people that are there. Egbuka, who's had 3 touchdowns, I think, in the first 2 weeks. But I do believe that Tyrod Taylor, who is making his start for his 6th team of his career, he's only been in 3 appearances with the Jets, but he's been pretty damn good. Nothing explosive, but the most important statistic, no interceptions. He's not going to make the mistakes that I think haunted this team, or has haunted this team historically, and certainly did last week. So I like the Jets to keep this one close like you do, Evan. Probably a fourth quarter victory for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but give me the Jets +6.5. Since I'm not taking the Giants, because I never do, calling pre and post game, please be sure to listen. It'll be on at 6:00, I believe, our pre and post is. Our pre is in and post afterwards for those that are driving home after the game. I'm going to Cleveland. The Cleveland Browns are hosting the Packers, the Green Bay Packers, who are surprisingly, obviously, one of the best offenses in football. They got one of the best defenses in football right now. And when you look at what Joe Flacco, who is just aged out of this being productive stage of his career, He's going to throw the ball around, but he's going to throw you some interceptions. I think the best defense in football takes advantage of the Cleveland Browns' ineptitude. It's a big number, 7.5, but give me the Packers laying 7.5 on the road. And then lastly, another road favorite. We talked about this man earlier. He's going to keep coming up until he loses a game or looks terrible. Daniel Jones and the Indianapolis Colts are taking on the Tennessee Titans in Tennessee. They got a rookie quarterback in Cam Ward. He's figuring it out, dude. 50% completion percentage right now and not making a ton of humongous plays. He did have a touchdown last weekend, but he also fumbled twice against this Colts team who also has a good defense, but an offense that has not punted this year. I said that correctly. The Indianapolis Colts have not punted in 2025 yet. That's only two games, but they are constantly consistent moving the ball, and they have some big playmakers on this team. I'm not talking about Daniel Jones specifically, but he's doing enough to facilitate winning. So laying 4.5 on the road, I like the Colts over the trying to figure it out Tennessee Titans. So give me the Colts laying 4.5 on the road in Tennessee, the Packers laying 7.5 on the road with the Browns and the Jets. Just like with Evan, getting 6.5 on the road, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Sean Morash.
All right, game number one for me, the non-local game, is a local game on TV here. One thing the sports books haven't figured out, and heck, the TV partners haven't figured out yet, is that Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams stink. And this spread at 1.5 right now that the Bears are laying at home, that's mispriced, especially with how banged up the Bears' defense is. I don't think the Cowboys' defense is good, but I don't think the Bears' offense is good enough to take advantage. Only 1.5 here. Give me the Dallas Cowboys to score a boatload of points again and CeeDee Lamb to run wild this week in Chicago. All right, game number two for me. That's a lot of injuries, the Tampa Bay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A Bucs half. And this is a Jet coach in Aaron Glenn who has all that defensive prowess. I think they're going to make Baker Mayfield's life a living hell for the most part in this game. I really do. And I do think Kalijah Kancey being out, I think that's an unheralded guy. I think Breece Hall is going to have his lanes in this game. I'm not sure I have the cojones to tell you the Jets are going to win this game. But this is butt-cheek clench time in the fourth quarter. And 6.5 is way too much. Give me the Jets getting the points in game number two. Game number three, I'm going to lay out exactly how this game's going to go because it's been three straight nights of basically the same dream. I wake up and I go to the bathroom and I think about it and I go, yeah, this is definitely what's going to happen. The Giants in their home opener are going to start with a bang and a big play down the field. They're going to end up rushing into the end zone and big lead, bah, 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 bah. We are going to get to late in the fourth quarter and this game is going to be competitive. And the Giants are going to be down three. It's going to be a 4th-and-1 with about 52 seconds left. And the Giants are going to have a decision to make. Do we go for the 4th-and-1 with the hopes of getting towards the end zone and not allowing Mahomes to touch the ball? Or do we pull up and kick a 40-yard field goal to tie it and hope for the best? They'll go conservative. They'll kick the field goal. And they'll leave way too much time on their hands for Patrick Mahomes to get the Chiefs back in field goal range. And for the second straight week, the Giants lose on a field goal at the gun, 23-20. Give me the Giants with the points.
Very specific. Very specific. Tommy Lugauer.
All right, one of the games I had circled that I was thinking about taking was the Cowboys, so we could cross that off now that Sean likes them, so I will no longer be picking the Cowboys. Game number one for me, I think one of the big storylines that comes out of week three is that the Steelers are cooked. They're heading up to Foxborough. This feels like a get-right spot. They're laying a point and a half. They're road favorites. I think New England puts one on Pittsburgh this week, and all the talk is, oh boy, did we make the same mistake the Jets did by bringing in Aaron Rodgers, and you're going to start to see some bickering amongst the Steelers. And you might even say that the better quarterback in the game is Drake May. So game number one, I'm going to take New England in the Evan Roberts, I hate both of these teams with a passion.
I was thinking about
bowl. Give me New England getting a point and a half. Game number one. Game number two. I think we come out of this game with the Jets, and it's going to annoy Joe, and it's going to annoy Evan, where they are going to have a, you guessed it, moral victory.
Ugh.
Well, we played great, bro, but can we win a freaking game here? That's exactly what's going to happen. The Jets are going to play well. Tyrod Taylor's going to play well. They're going to run the ball. The Bucs are banged up. Short week. 2-0, maybe overlooking the Jets. Baker Mayfield once again will pull this game from the fire. It will be a moral victory. Close loss for the Jets. They cover the number. Game number three. I've gone back and forth on this one, because I agree with a lot of things Evan has said. I agree with a lot of things that Sean has said. The Chiefs are the worst rushing team in the league, outside of Patrick Mahomes, who's ran the ball well. That changes on Sunday. The Giants can't stop the run. I can't remember the last time they could stop the run. I think the two-headed monster, Pacheco and Hunt, and Mahomes, really a three-headed monster. They run the ball, they run the ball, they run the ball. I think it's close around halftime. I think we get that text right around 10 o'clock from Sean. Guys, are the Giants back? They're not back. At least for this week. They'll only be back when Jackson Dart's the starting quarterback. And I think the Chiefs pull away late. We get a lot of Taylor Swift. They win by 10-13. So I'm going to take the Chiefs laying the 5.5, game number three. So Patriots, plus 1.5. Jets, what was the number here?
Six and a half.
All right, 6.5, plus 6.5. Like it better at 7, but 6.5 is cool. And then the Chiefs, minus 5.5.
What I am very worried about is that me, Tiki, Sean, and Loogie are all taking the Jets.
Yes, we are.
That is very worrisome.
Well, it's we all took them. I didn't see that coming.
You would just expect a rebound.
And you
especially
do.
with a veteran quarterback who doesn't make a lot of mistakes in his career.
Yeah, and I also expect a bounce back from this defense. Like, they may not be perfect. I don't expect it to be. Right. Like, I'm starting to worry that the defensive backs all stink except for Sauce Gardner. That is certainly a worry. Brandon Stevens has not exactly been inspiring in his first two games as a Jet, but I do expect, and it would be worrisome if I don't get this, that this team's going to play smart and clean.
Right.
Like, we're not going to see the mistakes that really befell them in the game against Buffalo. So it's all of our expectations are going to keep the game close, which probably means they're going to get blown out. And if they get blown out, it is going to be a foul, same old Jet kind of mood on Monday.
Well, that will mean that anybody who is taking our picks to heart, when we all pick the same team, go opposite. Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series, Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.